How's it going? This is Captain Cam with Blackbird Guide Services with your Salt Strong Fishing Report for Carolina Beach. The fishing's been actually really good the past week, though we've had weather some days up into the 70s, most days in the 50s and 60s. And what we've been focusing on mainly is redfish. Just they're pretty schooled up right now with this warmer weather. They're pretty easy to get to eat. We've mainly been throwing to them gulp shrimp on 1/8 ounce jig heads. We've been throwing a lot of flies at them as well. And the water, mainly where I've been fishing, is kind of tannic but still clear. So fly colors are generally in the kind of browns and coppers and tans, and occasionally an all white fly will work really well too. And occasionally we're picking up some flounder here and there, and I've actually seen quite a few flounder just around spooking from underneath the boat when pulling around. So they're still around and they're still catchable. And then the trout fishing for me has been pretty slow. I think ever since we had the really cold weather that was about 2 weeks ago now, when we had almost a whole week where we had temperatures dip into the 20s, and that either pushed them out I think they just either moved on or they moved somewhere else that I haven't been able to find them yet. I'm sure that there's still some somewhere, and I would think with the warmer temperatures that they're probably pretty easy to get to eat as well, just have not been able to locate them as of lately. This upcoming week, it's going to get a little bit more into the winter temperatures. As we all know, here in Wilmington, North Carolina, winter is just very sporadic. You'll get weeks in the 20s, you'll get weeks in the 70s. This upcoming week looks like it's just going to be right smack dab in the middle. So I would expect to continue to see red drum continue to school up. Best time to target them, in my opinion, is still going to be low tide, just because it's going to condense them a little more. And if it's not low tide, just along grass edges and in taller flooded grass, places where they can hide from predators like dolphins, but also suck up the sun and warm themselves up. And then for trout, I'm going to continue searching for them. I'm sure that when we had that cold weather, they probably moved pretty far up into creeks and or even out into the ocean just to get the temperature a little more consistent. And that also does bring up another point with red drum, is that when we did have that cold snap, there was a lot of redfish that moved off the beach. So I'm sure I wasn't able to surfish at all last week, but I'm sure it'd be fairly productive around the mouths of inlets and around sandbars with some cut shrimp or live shrimp. So that would be definitely something to try if that's what you're into. So hope to have some more information for you guys next week, hopefully a little more on the speckled trout. And again, this is Captain Cam with Blackbird Guide Services with your Salt Strong Fishing Report for Carolina Beach, and we will talk next week. Thanks.